because we have a group here to speak to us as well, also students.
First item is 252, request of Renault Ellis Catalani to address council regarding youth leadership at Harrison Park Elementary School.
Polo, come on up, and why don't you bring the first of your team? Yes. And speaking of writers and writing,
I read 253 also. Request of Janice McDonald and Tim Schultz to address council regarding safe routes to school and the Harrison Park Elementary School Jade Journal Project.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, City Council. Thank you, Ms. Morelove, for your patience and your persistence in getting us on the calendar this morning. For getting our Harrison Park students, their teacher, sitting to the left of me, and our staff to the right in front of our city council. My name is Ronald Atang Sayang Catalani. I facilitate our city's immigrant and refugee integration programs. It's a constantly changing set of 8 city bureaus and newcomer community partnerships, integrating our city's 70 or so vigorous ethnic streams into the life of our robust mainstream. Key word here is integration, the integration of subtle Portland's wealth in parks and environmental stewardship, our nationally envied livable neighborhoods and transportation alternatives, our priceless community policing. Blended deliberately with our New Portlanders' abundance of social, cultural, and spiritual wealth. This mix, this joint bank account is enormous, and it's growing every day. It's complicated, but that content's for another discussion, for another time. This morning, I'm humbled to present to City Council the central ingredient of all of our equity in practice partnerships. The love, of course, of Harrison Park teacher Mr. Tim Schultz, his love of education, but more to the point, at the core of his curriculum is teacher Tim's love for his students' families. It is, of course, your Transportation Bureau staff, Janice McDonald's, love of biking, running, and walking. But it's really about her love for our shamelessly ambitious immigrant families and their bright and brave children. So I'm really humbled. I'm honored to introduce my colleagues in this field. We want to make sure to thank Mark Mocuso, Mark Moscato, so sorry, from Know Your City, worked with a grant with the Regional Arts and Arts and Culture Council to deliver these children, to deliver these newspapers, deliver this morning. We're so proud of everyone. And Janice, folks may know, grew up in the Mexicano barrios of Houston. I thought she was just another Mexican chica with the crazy curly hair for years and years. And Tim has only one vowel in a family name of 7 letters, and I'm happy to sell him some of my vowels. So I think we'll start with Mr. Schultz.
Thank you, Kvolo. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Tim Schultz, and I'm a teacher at Harrison Park. I'm here to speak out for bald people everywhere. Just wanted to lighten it up for my students there a little bit. I'm here to help give my students a voice with issues affecting their community. I want to share with you how the Jade Journal came to be and explain why my class wants to speak with you today. In working with Mark Moscato and Travis Neal from Know Your City, we created a curriculum to create a classroom newspaper. Mark, Travis, and I sat down with the writing curriculum and worked to integrate it with our newspaper project. We also organized guest speakers to teach the students specific skills that they would need to be able to create a newspaper. Before each lesson, Mark, Travis, and I would go over our goals for the newspaper project to make sure we were staying focused and working together. We discussed how we wanted the paper to help all students understand and to feel a pride for their community and neighborhood. We wanted to give all of our students a voice to share what they think is important in their lives in the community. And it's really important that you know that the Jade Journal and the articles in it came from the students in the class. It was not given to the students by adults. These came from the students, from their hearts, and from what they cared about. Articles such as How the Internet is Making Us Dumber came from a homework assignment from one of the students in my class. Every class we spoke to the students about how this newspaper would only be successful if it came from them and their hearts. The articles are a reflection of what the students in my class felt were important for people to know. The J Journal was created by the students of my class and is a reflection of the challenges they face and information they hold. It was inspired by kids who are incredibly talented and knowledgeable, each in their own way. I sincerely hope you enjoy what my students share with you and are inspired by them like I am every day in their class as their teacher. Thank you so much for having it. It really means a lot to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here. My name is Janice McDonald. I work in the Bureau of Transportation on Safe Routes to School. As you know, Safe Routes to School is a partnership of schools, communities, City of Portland, community organizations, and agencies to make it safer for people to walk and bike, roll around their neighborhoods and to school. The program started in 2005 with 8 schools in 3 different school districts and has grown to over 100 schools in 5 different school districts. Safe Routes encompasses 6 E's: education or encouragement, evaluation, enforcement, engineering, and equity. But I think it's time to also add an A for advocacy. In the J Journal, the students from Harrison Park are advocating for the livability of their city, neighborhood, and school. They are advocating for themselves and their safety of getting to and from school. These youth are becoming leaders in their community by voicing their concerns and taking initiative in finding solutions. In our work with schools, Safe Routes staff are building youth and adult partnerships. We have attended student council meetings and organized focus groups with students. We are asking how Safe Routes can benefit their school communities and the livability of their neighborhoods. We are listening to their voices and working together to come up with solutions. We are excited about the initiative that these young people from Harrison Park have taken to get to know their city. The Safe Routes school staff look forward to collaborating with these youth to build upon their efforts so students are safe to walk, bike, and roll to school. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. Appreciate you being here and having our kids understand they own this place and they have a stake in steering its future. So thank you for taking that approach to these young people. Look forward to hearing from a few of them as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tim, maybe you and Carla can orchestrate what happens
next.
Yeah,
I think there's three to call,
correct?
Why don't
you just bring the children up you have on your list.
Yeah, you want to stay there, Tim? And
yeah. You want to come on?
Well, then we can pull up another chair if you want to bring all three of them.
It's, yeah.
Oh. First up, we have Joe Chan.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Joe Chan, and I'm a student from Harrison Park School. I am here to talk to you about our safety and how we can make it better and safer for people. The first thing that I think will make our community better is more sidewalks. I think more sidewalks would make us more safe because we can walk on them so cars and trucks don't drive where we walk. One time when I was walking to my grandma's house, a car almost hit me because the street that I was walking on had no sidewalks. It's really important to walk on sidewalks because it will prevent death, and kids, teens, and grown-ups could walk to school or go to work easily. In our community, mostly kids get hurt because kids walk to school and home. There was a kid in my class who nearly got hit by a car while walking to school because there were no sidewalks. There should also be police around places where kids walk and play. But the police should be nicer to us and help us out more. And to do that, they can watch out for bad people and help us when we get hurt. The last thing that I think will make our community safer is more street lights and crosswalks. It'll make us safer because it'll stop cars from speeding and people can cross roads without watching out for cars. I also think that the crosswalks should have more time for people to walk because some old people walk slower. So there you go. Those are the things that I think will make our community better. Remember, safety is important to everyone. I really hope that you make a change to our safety. It is really important to us, and it might be for your family, too.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Next up is Samantha Martinez Mendoza.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi,
My name is Samantha. I am a student at Harrison Park. I am here to speak up for what I think is wrong in my community. I want to share with you how unhealthy food affects my neighborhood. I always have one of my friends inviting me to eat hot Cheetos or Takis when I really don't want to eat them. I live really close to a 7-Eleven, and I sometimes wonder, why don't I live next to a healthy grocery store? I want to be able to walk to a store that has good and healthy food for my body. When we are almost out of our fruits and vegetables, my mom has to drive far to get what we need. Me and my family want healthy food because it's not only healthy for you, but you get nutrients and vitamins in your body. I want my community to know that they are going to be able to walk to a healthy grocery store. I really do hope that when I am playing outside, my friends are eating healthy snacks, not all those chips and candies. I hope that you can make that change in my community. Thank you for hearing what I have to say. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you.
And next up is Joey Chambers.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor and City Councilors. My name is Joey Chambers, Jr. I highly doubt you know who I am, but I know who you are. I'm just a normal fifth grader that has a lot of the same thoughts about Portland that other fifth graders have. The school that I go to is called Harrison Park. Our school is in the J District on 87th Avenue. I'm here today to share my thoughts on the Portland Police Department with you. My thoughts on the Portland Police Department are, first, I think that the police need to be more social and observant because some people are walking around the streets scared of being killed, mugged, raped, or kidnapped or attacked. An example would be one day my sister was walking to come see me and my little brother at our old house on Powell. On her way to our house, a man in a blue car said, "Hey, baby, get in." After that, she ran all the way to our house and was okay once she got to the house. Second, my old teacher, Miss McCormick, was about 9 years old when a man in a car started to follow her and her friend to school. So they started to run and they eventually got away safely, but almost got kidnapped. That's why the police need to be more vigilant and patrol more often and not just on one street. They need to patrol all the streets of Portland because if bad people can't do one thing on one street, they'll do it on another. The reason I care about this stuff is because, first of all, I don't want my hometown that I'm from to have a bad reputation because I'm going to be a famous baseball player when I grow up. Second of all, I don't want my kid to grow up the way I did. I hope you put some thought into what I said instead of just listening to what I said and be done with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice job.
So perhaps you saw the announcement yesterday that we're going to be having a new baseball team in Portland that'll be playing at Lentz Park starting in 2016.
Yeah.
So you'll have a lot of good college players coming to play over the summer. There'll be 30 home games at Lentz Park and better Little League facilities, too. So, yes, we are listening, and thank you for your testimony.
Good job, Mo. Have any more, Jim?
Andy? Oh, we still can't see. I don't know if that's just...
Next up is a very excited Andy Nguyen.
Good morning.
Hello, my name is Andy Nguyen. I'm a student at Harrison Park School. I'm here to give a voice to my community. I'm here to talk about police. There are things happening in my community that shouldn't be, so I'm here to put that to a stop. I want people to know kids and teens are getting hurt. Police should be driving around neighborhoods. People are mugging other people on the streets. Robbers are breaking in houses with guns and scaring families. Police should also walk around schools. Homeless people are just sitting around and looking for cans. Police should be more focused on kids. Police should also worry about things that be on the ground. Kids see all type of things. They find gun shell, drugs, and broken beer bottles. They might get cut or even die. Other things are when people who speed. Last week I was walking home and a car almost hit me. I had to jump out of the way before I got hit. If the police were on that street at that time, they could have stopped the person in the car. I'm just worried kids in my neighborhood aren't safe, so I'm going to stop that.
Great job. Thank you.
Do you have time for one more?
Next up is Vicky Tran.
Hi, my name is Vicky Tran. I am here to tell you that we need a change in our school lunch. The food makes me sick. We need a change in our food. I want you to know that our food is bad. The food is dirty when I eat it. I find hair in my food. We need real food because some of the food is fake, like, for example, cheese. Because the cheese won't stretch like real cheese. The cheese that we have breaks. People need to donate money for real food and better food to eat, like a fundraiser. We also need cooked food because the food is sometimes uncooked and it makes me sick sometimes. Lunch ladies should be able to cook the food. The food we eat is boxed, and it should be made, not boxed. Boxed food is unhealthy for your body. I get sick when I eat the food. Also, when I eat the food, it's either dry, uncooked, soggy, or dirty. When I eat the food, it dries up really quick, like macaroni and cheese, for example. It dries up within a minute. I think that we should have better fruits to eat because the fruits are not clean. Portland Public Schools serve snack almost every day, and when I get the fruit, it's either dirty or rotten. The lunch ladies need to wash the fruits better so we can eat them. We should also have different drinks besides milk, like juice. Thanks for listening to what I have to say. I hope you make these changes soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. One more?
Sure. Elaine. Next up is Elaine Tang.
Hi, my name is Elaine Tang. I am a student at Harrison Park School. I am worried about the community is eating most store sauce unhealthy food. I want you to know that we need a change in our food. I likely want everyone to know that they are putting unhealthy foods in their body. I also want some more healthy foods added into stores, also removing the unhealthy food. A lot of people are eating sodium, calories, fat, sugar, uncooked, and overcooked. Some stores are even hard to get to. Where I live, there are not a lot of healthy stores around. Healthy stores are at least 7 miles away from me. I think there should be more healthy stores around for the community to get to. I think healthy stores should be somewhere around Southeast 82nd Street. Our community is eating sick, is getting sick eating the unhealthy food. What people eat gives them bad or good health. One time I saw a group of guys eating unhealthy junk food. After an hour, the group of guys were getting sick and laying on the ground. After that, the group of guys got help. Our community means a lot to me. That's why we need a change in our food. The food is very unhealthy for kids like me, us. I sincerely hope Portland, Oregon could help my community.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for doing this. Thanks so much for bringing these kids today and for getting them involved in our community, making really good points to us as community leaders about healthy food and safe streets and better police protection. So we get a lot of testimony in this room. Not all of it is this well thought through or this well presented. So nice job. Let's hear it for all the kids. Thank you. Very much. And we have copies of this here for everyone, the wonderful publication that was mentioned that I read yesterday, and I think it's great. Nice work. Keep up the good journalism as well. Thank you all very much. Let's hear it for Harrison Park. Thank you.
was out there this weekend. They had a big community project building garden boxes. A lot of community spirit in the school and the whole Jade District.
Well, that was a great start, and we really appreciate them being here and for all of us to have the chance to hear that. So we'll move on.